Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
The one question that I asked that was a priority to me after attending many Trump Force 47 meetings, many of you attended across our region, Chester County, Montgomery County, Delaware County, Bucks County, over and over, we heard about this issue that was not as much in the headlines. It was a grassroots issue that just brought forth parents' consensus that we need to protect girls in sports. Because when it comes to your kid, I'd die for my kids. I know you would as well, your kids, your grandkids, right? And so nobody can mess with your kids. And this transcends any level of politics. The idea of girls being forced to compete against biological males and often injured, or to be in a locker room and they're right there, feet from that girl or young lady is a naked biological male. It's like unthinkable. And so that was the one question that was my priority to ask President Trump as he was on the campaign trail before the election, was to ask him about that. And he said first day, 100%, he talked about protecting women's sports for future generations. He promised it. It was a campaign promise, promise made, promise kept, signed it. And of course, across our region, they continue to defy it. Let's listen into locally. This was also a promise of Martina White, our representative locally here. Listen as she talks about this and how it's a priority to her as well.
Today on the House floor, Barb Gleim and I, who have been tremendous advocates for making sure that there's fairness in women's sports, initiated a process called a discharge resolution because the Democrats out here in Harrisburg have been preventing this policy. It's actually Senate Bill 9 from being presented on the House floor so we can see where everyone stands on this issue. I look forward to finding out soon, but more importantly, I think this is a great day for Pennsylvanians so that we can move women in sports initiatives as soon as possible. We want to make sure that there is fairness in women's sports, that young women out there know that there are legislators here in Harrisburg that are fighting for them and for their opportunities that they obviously very much deserve after all of their hard work. If we get to vote on this bill on the House floor, it'll be a huge game changer for Pennsylvanians, for women and their parents who have been also advocating to help make sure that they get all of the rewards of their hard work.
And we thank you, Representative Martina White. She wants to protect women's sports, girls in sports, and whether it's the local level, Pennsylvania, at the state level, the national level. But we're hearing more stories of young ladies who have to deal with this and face this and the damages from it. And I'd reported to you, and we've been reporting on the fact that there were some teens out west in Oregon, these teenagers suing their state over their trans athlete policy, which damages and, you know, it can physically hurt, but also emotional damages, right? Citing the inspiration from that Riley Gaines situation with Simone Biles, that blow up that happened among female athletes. And so I want to welcome in, we have Maddie Eichen, Sophia Carpenter. They have felt this, right? And now they are the face of a battle of young women, young athletes who should never have to deal with this. And as well, Leanne O'Neill, America First. So thank you for being here. I'll start with you, Leanne, if you want to bring us kind of the overview of why this kind of civil case and why it's important that it's A, in the spotlight, and B, in the courts.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course.
We're thrilled to bring this lawsuit on behalf of these brave young women who are standing up for the rights that are granted to them by federal law. Title IX protects the rights of girls to have equal opportunities in education, and that includes sports. In Oregon, unfortunately, that's not being granted to them. It's being taken away from them by the elite officials in that state. Oregon has a policy in place that allows students to participate in athletics based on their gender identity, which is simply what they choose. There are no guardrails in place around that. And it inherently violates the sex-based rights of the girls that are meant to be protected by Title IX. Title IX is very clear. And several states are actively defying the what has been a very strong push under the leadership of President Trump and Secretary McMahon to make sure that the girls' Title IX rights are upheld. And we are doing our part to bring this case in the court of law to see this through.
And I think that's part of this, that for a lot of people, I'll say to you, Leanne, and as well to Maddie and Sophia, a lot of people thought when there was that wonderful ceremony at the White House and President Trump was surrounded by so many women and girls and some female coaches as well and moms, and they were all surrounded. He signed that executive order and so on. And everybody thought, oh, this is a done deal. And yet we still have to deal with this. And I think that's why it's important to keep it in the headlines. It's not a done deal. That's why you heard from Representative Martina White here in Pennsylvania, just trying to lock that up and any loopholes that the states may have. And so with that, you know, Maddie and Sophia, just want to ask you what you're going through. And first and foremost, what inspired you? Because it's not easy. You know, talk is easy, but it's not easy to take this type of action. And now you're gaining a lot of, you know, national spotlight, but it's a court proceeding, which, you know, at your age, you should be having fun and living your best life this summer and not having to deal with this.
Yeah, like you said, it is a lot on my plate right now to have all of these things going on. But really what motivates me is all these young girls that look up to me and just learning about how valuable Title IX is and how short we've had it. It's just something I personally think is so worth fighting for. It's so precious. I just look at all of these girls. I coach some teams. I'm surrounded by all my cousins, and I cannot imagine them having to miss out on a track meet like I had to do. Or I've had friends that didn't know that there were biological males in their bathrooms, and that is just such a scary world we live in, and we really need to protect women in these areas.
And thank you, Maddie. And Sophia, for you, you know, there, I will tell you, there's a girl locally, high school senior, and should have won a track race and lost it to a biological male. She and her family tried to sue it. A judge here in Philadelphia, where I'm broadcasting from, said, well, you haven't proven any damages. How would you describe the emotional scars that you deal with as far as having to face this kind of thing and what it puts you through?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so previously I had only ever seen trans athletes competing against my friends. And I remember feeling the outrage and the anger and the injustice of that, just watching it happen to my friends. And then it happened to me directly. And it was just a whole nother level of emotions. Like, I'm not an emotional person. I don't cry often. And there's just been so many tears and so much thought and processing around this whole ordeal, whether it be the lawsuit, actively competing against these boys, or just all the thoughts afterwards. It's been very hard emotionally.
What kind of do you feel supported? What have you been going through as far as with community reaction, social media reaction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep this on the down low. I don't tell many people, but now it's quite public. And my friends are texting me saying, you're on my For You page. I saw you on TikTok. And it's just kind of like, I do feel this sense of community, like directly in my town and from my family and from my friends, knowing that they support me and they love me. And I think that's the reason why I'm able to do all this, is because I know I'm being backed.
Leanne, how do you explain what they're going through and why this case in particular is so important? Not just to Maddie and Sophia, but why it may have ramifications and protections for all girls across America if in fact they can win a civil suit like this in a court, and then the courts would recognize that, yes, there is a consequence. There's an emotional damage.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, you point out the emotional hostility that the girls are experiencing in these environments in states where there are policies like in Oregon, where males are allowed to compete in categories designated for females. And something that our lawsuit does that is a little bit unique is it claims that hostility, the hostile environment claim that is created by this policy, is a violation of Title IX in and of itself. It's not just about losing podium spots or scholarship opportunities. It's about biological reality being outwardly denied by state officials and then telling girls that they can't speak up about it or even silently protest when they have a concern about this. And so our goal is for this case, cases like it, to make its way to the Supreme Court so that the Supreme Court justices can say once and for all that sex, biological sex, male or female, is protected at a higher level than gender identity. These girls' Title IX rights matter. They have to be secured in the court of law.
You know, I would just say, wow, when you say Supreme Court of the United States of America, I mean, Maddie and Sophia, if you think that maybe you're on the down low now as this makes its way through, are you ready for that sort of thing? I mean, the Supreme Court of the United States, this in our nation's history may very well go down if that's where it's going. It'll be in court records, in history records, that you helped right this wrong. Can you give me your reaction to something like that? I would imagine on one hand, maybe you think, oh, it's great. But at your age, I just think this is, I feel like you're courageous to put your face out there, to put your name out there, because obviously I know that you've faced some ugly hatred.
I think I've come to expect the unexpected. That's what I've learned in this whole process. If you told me I was doing this 3 months ago, I wouldn't have believed you. But I think it's cool as I think about the Supreme Court and court cases and this world of politics. I think back to American history and studying that and thinking about, we have so many laws and rules and good changes in our country set in place today by the small actions people took 100 years ago to start movements that didn't end up making their way to the Supreme Court. And so I think it's just a really exciting way to kick off senior year, to put it optimistically.
And that's just it. Just from a human perspective, and I'm a mom, and it's like, my son's just graduating high school, and I think of being this athlete, and you're both tall, you're both athletic, probably your entire lives. People are like, look at you're so fast, and a lot of support from family. I would imagine, though, and I can say this as a mom of athletes, your parents, you've spent your entire lives that you can remember on travel teams, giving up weekends, holidays, Father's Day, Mom's Day, right? And you're working toward this goal of maybe scholarships, empowerment, etc. And to have this happen and have society in the previous administration just kind of saying, well, sorry, sucks to be you, just shut up and take it. I mean, that's really what the past has been. What's your reaction to all of this that's happening as you're still young and trying to do all the stuff that, high school and college kids are preparing for? Take us through that emotion, if you would.
Yeah, I would say that something that we talked about with Riley Gaines is just like this attitude that, oh, does this even matter? Or am what I doing something of importance? Like, is it, I'm just a high schooler. Is it going to even reach anybody? And she was just kind of saying, like you said, as athletes, sometimes like taking a step down and voicing your opinion, and it can feel like you're making yourself the victim. And she reminded us that that this is that we are the victims in this, and we do need to voice and just bring awareness to the things that we have gone through. Yeah, and like you said, like being an athlete is a lot of really, really hard work. So it's a lot for us to just stop and be like, this is not right. Society has this backwards. We need to stand up for something and voice what we are feeling.
So for you in high school, and I've, Riley, I've gotten to know her as well, Paula Scanlon, locally over the years. And Riley, and Paula, just warriors, really, just fighters. And they are the new era of the women's and female movement, if you will. No longer will that be a lady who you probably never heard of, Gloria Steinem, back in the day was the women's movement. No. They're silent, and you all are the new face of the movement that says women and girls deserve civil rights and equality and all of that. And Riley, what a warrior and inspiration. What does that do for you to feel lifted by people like Riley, gains, and I would say even by Leanne O'Neill and as well as the America First Policy Institute.
I think it's just so encouraging to have people that support me that are not just my community and my friends and my family, but people that are, you know, in Washington, D.C., working on litigation right across from the White House, and Riley Gaines, who goes on speaking tours and has like testified before Congress. I just think it's so cool that, like, as sad as it is that we have to fight for this, it's on such a big national scale. It's just really cool to see, you know, all the faces and all the people that pour their time and energy and life into fighting for this issue. And I think it's really encouraging to be supported in that way.
Maddie or Sophia, has this changed your thoughts about what you want to be when you grow up? You know what I mean? Have you, because I know for Riley and Paula, it has changed the trajectory of their lives and their careers. Are you thinking about something different?
I'm still going to college to become a rad tech, a medical imaging, but I never would have thought coming into my senior season of track that it would have ended this way, that I would be doing interviews and, you know, on Fox News and all those different things. But I'm going to run with this as long as it takes me, because I just feel so passionately that we need to bring awareness to it.
Well, Sophia, Maddie, you're real heroes. We just appreciate you and we want to support you. And that's my final question here to Leanne. How do we support what you're doing? To Maddie and Sophia, how do we support the America First Policy Institute? Because you're obviously a piece of this is just support these young ladies. They don't know it. They're just teenage kids, but they're really American heroes.
Absolutely. They are definitely the new warrior class on this issue. And we're so proud of them and so grateful for them being willing to stand up. And, you know, we are a nonprofit institute, and we are providing all of our legal services pro bono. And if folks want to donate to the America First Policy Institute, they can go to our website, americafirstpolicy.com, and make donations that way. And we really appreciate you raising awareness on this issue and doing all that you have done.
Thanks, Leanne. Sophia, I didn't mean to pass you over. How this has changed your, maybe the pathway that you're thinking about for your life, has this made you think differently about what you want to be, what you want to do?
Well, my mom put up the idea, you know, maybe you want to be a lawyer. And I said, no, they put so much work. I saw how hard that job was, you know, just answering your questions. I don't know how you guys do it. But I think it definitely encouraged me to like be courageous and be outspoken for what I believe in. And to do that in a kind and loving way and not in a loud, hateful way like we see in our culture. And so I think it definitely kind of gave me that boost of like, this is how you should live your life. So I'm grateful for that.
Well, Maddie, Sophia, you're for such a young age, you know, you're wise beyond your years and so classy and gracious. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And Leanne O'Neill, America First Policy Institute, we just appreciate you. We hope you come back. If you're my way in Philadelphia, I can certainly, if you're thinking about a media career, I'll give you the tour. I'll hook you up. But you, not that you need any coaching. You're both really fabulous, articulate, really inspirational speakers. So thank you so much.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.